is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Two sources confirmed to CBS News that one air traffic controller was doing the work of two last night at Reagan National Airport when an American Airlines regional jet collided with an Army helicopter. The American flight had taken off from Wichita, where they held a prayer service for the victims today.
But the only way that we will get through this is together.
President Trump, without any evidence, blamed the helicopter pilots and air traffic control. He also blamed diversity efforts, suggesting they've lowered standards in the aviation industry.
All I'm talking about is competence, and we want in that particular position, we have to have the most competent people in our country because we're talking about lives.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called Trump's DEI comments stomach-turning. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz spoke to reporters after getting a briefing from the NTSB.
We need to answer the question of how that happened. What was the mistake that caused that tragedy? The NTSB, I have confidence in the investigations that they do routinely.
CBS's Eleanor Watson has more on the helicopter crew that perished.
We learned actually from Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth in that briefing at the White House that the three soldiers were a captain, a staff sergeant, and a chief warrant officer. They were soldiers as a part of the 12th Aviation Battalion out in Fort Belvoir, Virginia, which is just south of D.C.
The plane was carrying some figure skaters who belonged to the Skate Club of Boston, where former Olympian Nancy Kerrigan was a member.
I've never seen anyone love skating as much as these two, and that's why I think it hurts so much.
28 bodies have been recovered from the Potomac River. President Trump is again defending his order ending birthright citizenship.
That was meant for the children of slaves. This was not meant for the whole world to come in and pile into the United States of America. Everybody coming in and totally unqualified people with perhaps unqualified children.
A federal judge blocked that Trump order. There were more confirmation hearings on Capitol Hill today.
I'm Vicky Barker. President Trump's choice to run the FBI, Kash Patel, said he's been clear about stating that any of the January 6th rioters who committed acts of violence deserved jail. But he declined to specifically criticize President Trump's decision to pardon all 1,600 defendants.
The Fire Aid concert for wildfire relief is tonight in Los Angeles.
I want you to stay.
Billie Eilish will perform, as will Lady Gaga, Rod Stewart, Stevie Wonder, and many more. Stocks higher today, Dow up 168 points, NASDAQ up 49. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A school switch is happening in Kenosha. Hillcrest on the north side is set to relocate to the former Wilson Elementary site. The move was approved by the school board this week. It'll happen this summer. There's been a rebranding in Racine. Downtown Racine's popular summer market has been renamed from Racine's Harbor Market to Racine Haymarket, paying homage to the historical significance of Monument Square. Flight for Life was called but wasn't needed for that fatal Racine County crash yesterday. A 32-year-old Walworth County man died in the impact near Highway K and Beaumont Avenue in Norway. Microsoft paid $34 million for that 240-acre site near the Cheese Castle in Kenosha. It's for a new data center project there. The company says the investment is separate from the company's ongoing $3.3 billion project in Mount Pleasant. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers fall to the Terrapins.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A Big Ten matchup in men's basketball ending up in a loss for Wisconsin as the Badgers fall 76-68 to Maryland. Head coach Greg Gard on what happened.
You know, against a really good team on the road, you obviously have to take care of the ball, which I thought we did a much better job the second half. And then you've got to be able to make some plays and make shots. You know, credit to Maryland in terms of they made things more difficult for us.
The Marquette Golden Eagles are the ninth-ranked team in the nation. They're getting ready to host number 25th-ranked UConn Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Head coach Shaka Smart on what he looks for in a recruit.
We value three things: relationships. Number two, we value growth. We get these guys during a very formative time of their life. They're between 18 and 22 years old. If you're not growing, there's a problem. And our third core value, very simple: victory. We're here to win. So absolutely, we want people that value victory.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart. with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, some rain possible late, a low in the mid-40s. Clouds and showers around tomorrow morning, then sun returning, breezy and not as warm. Highs upper 30s. Mostly cloudy and mid-30s for Saturday, some rain again Sunday. Currently 51 degrees.
It's Mary Wells and My Guy on WRJN. That was her last solo recording for Motown. After she left Motown, Berry Gordy allegedly tried to coerce radio stations into keeping her new records off the airwaves. It didn't work.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Crystal blue persuasion. Your mind. persuasion. Maybe tomorrow, when he looks down on every green field in every town, all of his children in every nation, there'll be peace and good brotherhood, crystal blue persuasion.
Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N.
Two girls for every boy.
I bought a 34 wagon and we call it a Woody.
Sir City, here we come.
You know it's not very cherry, it's a goldie but a goodie.
Sir City, here we come.
Well, it ain't got a backseat or a rear window, but it still gets me where I wanna go.
Yeah, I'm a Sir City.
true. Well, I broke a heart over someone like you.
Timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman with Stuart J. Waddles. Stuart, I don't have statistics in front of me, but I think this is true. People go to church less than they used to. Does that sound accurate to you?
I think they go to church less than they used to, but more than they used to. I think the numbers are going down, but I think they're coming back up.
Really?
Maybe in certain areas, perhaps.
Okay. I was reading something about how people are less religious than they used to be, but they claim to be more spiritual.
Yeah, well, maybe. I don't know. Possibly.
Like, I the way I look at it is people may be more turned off by institutional religion, but maybe in some ways they feel closer to a higher being, whatever that higher being may be.
Listen, whatever someone's doing to be a better person, I'm all in favor of it.
Yeah. Love thy neighbor. That's all. Yeah. That's all what it's all about, right?
Couldn't have said it better, Kurt.
Okay. Short and sweet. Love thy neighbor. All right. It's Stuart J. Waddles. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability. We're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx users are compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
local news. Timeless Hits, WRJN. Beautiful day today, right? Could see a little rain overnight tonight, though, and a low of 33. Tomorrow, rain, maybe even mixed with snow at times. Look for a cloudy sky tomorrow and a high of 38. Saturday, up to 36.
There's a light. A certain kind of light.
78 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Of course, you can hear Stuart J. Waddles twice an hour weekdays on WRJN. So let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The truck driver involved in a fatal crash yesterday is from Racine. He's said to be cooperating with investigators, and alcohol is not believed to have been a factor. A 32-year-old man from Walworth County was killed in the Racine County crash in Norway. The Racine man was driving a utility truck when the driver killed pulled out in front of him on Highway K in Beaumont Avenue. Despite efforts of first responders, the 32-year-old man died at the scene. The Kenosha Unified School District convened a community town hall this morning. Due to the early hour, a live stream was provided. The reason for the gathering was to address the upcoming February referendum. It proposes a $23 million increase in funding. A neighbor that looked out for another neighbor and likely saved a life was honored this week. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office presented the Sheriff's Award to the Zosky family for their quick thinking that saved a neighbor's life. They called police after noticing the neighbor's vehicle had not moved for days. That led to the discovery and rescue of the neighbor who had fallen and was unable to reach out for help. The sheriff's office is praising the family for their outstanding community spirit and neighborly actions. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, some rain possible late, a low in the mid-40s. Clouds and showers around tomorrow morning, then sun returning, breezy and not as warm. Highs upper 30s. Mostly cloudy and mid-30s for Saturday, some rain again Sunday. Right now it's 48.
Jackson 5 ABC on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. It says here more than 5,000 USPS mail carriers are attacked by dogs every year. Well, I guess that's one way to handle junk mail.
Down below his knee. Hold you in his
WBR, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, make an appointment to join Terry Havel for his much-heralded Rock and Roll Never Forgets show. It's Saturdays from 10 till 2 on WRJN. It's the stories behind the hits and the stars we play every day. And some songs you may not have heard for a while. It's entertaining. It's educational. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Saturdays on WRJN.
Before they can die. children's hell will slowly go by and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollmann. I just saw this post on social media. People post the weirdest things on social media. They ask the question, do you wash your feet in the shower? Apparently, some people don't. It says, do you actually lather them up and rinse them off in the shower? If so, how? Well, you got to bend down and do it, right? Do you not?
Where it began, I can't begin to know it. But then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good.
don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so
WRJN has provided local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 6, and Chris Morrow has more Timeless Hits on the way as well. You're going to want to listen to me tomorrow. I'll have more chances for you to win tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Illinois. So I'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
And if she should tell you, come closer. If she tempts you with a charm, tell her no, 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 no. The charms.
Tell her no,
oh,
no,
oh,
no,
down
no,
love
no,
and love
no,
from
no,
your arms.
No, 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 no,
oh,
no,
oh,
no,
oh, oh, down hurt me now, for her love belongs to me. I know she's the kind of girl who throw my love away, but I still love. Said that to me.
CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Authorities have recovered 40 intact bodies and parts of others from the Potomac River. A day after a passenger jet and an Army helicopter collided near Reagan National Airport, there were no survivors. The search has been suspended for the night. Two sources tell CBS News one air traffic controller was doing the work of two at the time. At Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport, Karma Jay of New York City isn't thrilled to be flying today.
Of course, that's not something that you want to see as you're boarding a plane. So, yeah, I was really panicked.
President Trump signed